How will you measure your life? Certain people seem to be immortal, and our sports superstars certainly fall into this category. That's why when someone like Kobe Bryant passes away unexpectedly, it can really shake us to the core. It reminds us of our own mortality, no matter what age we are. And while we often find ourselves reflecting more on our own lives for a couple of days, we're usually back to normal pretty quickly. After all, we've just been reminded how short and precious life can be, so there's no time to be wasted. But perhaps some deeper reflection on how we're choosing to live and how we're measuring our lives is in order. George Kinder is credited with creating the financial life planning movement and is perhaps most famous for his three questions. The first question helps you design your life. I want you to imagine that you are financially secure, that you have enough money to take care of your needs now and in the future. The question is, how would you live your life? What would you do with the money? Would you change anything? Let yourself go. Don't hold back your dreams. Describe a life that is complete, that is richly yours. The second question limits your remaining time. This time, you visit your doctor who tells you you have 5 to 10 years left to live. The good part is that you won't ever feel sick. The bad news is that you will have no notice of the moment of your death. What will you do in the time you have remaining to live? Will you change your life? And how will you do it? The third question helps you evaluate your life as if your time was up. This time, your doctor shocks you with the news that you only have 1 day left to live. Notice what feelings arise as you confront your very real mortality. Ask yourself, what dreams will be left unfulfilled? What do I wish I had finished or had been? What do I wish I had done? Did I miss anything? I'd encourage you to set aside a half hour sometime soon to work through George's three questions. You and your spouse or partner should each answer the questions individually and then review together afterwards. I think you'll be surprised to see what you come up with. Remember, this present moment is all that is promised to us. And that makes right now the best time to start living your life with greater intention and alignment towards what matters most to you and your family. Feel free to hit reply to this email and share your answers to George's three questions. I'd welcome the chance to help serve as your guide in creating the life you envision. P.S. The title of today's post was inspired by Clay Christensen's famous Harvard Business Review article of the same name. Clay also recently passed away at the age of 67. Brian here. Thanks for checking out this episode. If you'd like to learn about future episodes, you can sign up for my e-newsletter at brianplain.com. Now, on to the disclosures. Brian Plain offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, a SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Brian Plain, CFP, is not a registered investment advisor. Brian Plain and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.